Brett Tanner's here. And Brett, I don't know the name of the woman we played with that day. Was it Jane?
Jane, yes.
Jane said something that has stuck with me for weeks now because we were golfing, and Jane is a very nice player, Fred, but a couple times Jane would miss a putt, and she says, "Oh man, golf is so mean." I said, "You know what, Jane? I'm stealing that because you're right. Golf can be mean." Mm-hmm. And she was very, very good. Along with who was the other kid we played with? Very nice player too.
Dan,
yes, very good. And we had a nice day that day. And Brett texted me a week or so later. He had one of your best rounds of the year after we had worked on a couple things with your driving, and. I was happy to hear that.
Yeah, it was a good day, and you know, golf is mean.
It's fucking so mean.
Well, that after some schooling by Howard, you had that wonderful round. Have you been able to maintain it?
Golf is mean.
That's right. Yeah, there's something about getting golf.
I've been hot and cold. It's there one round, and the next round it's kind of missing. So it's see, I kind of struggle with.
Well, you and everyone else. That's what I would say. You never get golf. You just kind of rent it for a while. I tell you what, we've been talking about the Chambers plan for a long time, and one of the things that Brett, you know, proposed we mentioned today, and I think it's a good one, is, you know, why is and you know, we talk about it ourselves, but you know, maybe we talk to a guy you know knows it better than anyone. Why is it such a great deal for small businesses? Maybe let's reiterate for people that are new to our program why we recommend this so much. And maybe you can talk a little bit about it, Brett.
Yeah, I mean, the plan's unique in the marketplace because it is actually an affinity program for Chamber of Commerce Board of Trade members. So the plan's designed with businesses with 1 to 100 employees in mind, providing a bunch of resources and those kind of things. But it's also designed to give them stable renewals and fair pricing. So it runs as a not-for-profit program, which helps to lower the overhead. It doesn't collect reserves, which most of the plans in the marketplace do. And, you know, because of the pooling system, it acts as a shock absorber when your firm has that year where your claims kind of go up suddenly and you're kind of not expecting it. You get a softer sort of landing on the other side. And for the smaller firms, they can go fully pooled. So they essentially tick along every year at 2-4%. And in our world, that's fantastic plan inflation. But even for the larger firms, the sort of partial pooling really is effective because there's low overhead on the program. You know, first of all, being a not-for-profit, you're taking 8 or 10% out right off the top. And then not collecting reserves and having a pooling system means, you know, these firms can sort of budget that, you know, they're going to have a sort of more predictable renewals. And, you know, the biggest issue in our industry has always been that, you know, the marketing money from carriers tends to go into discounting the plan to entice you to come over to them. Mm-hmm. And then basically on the renewal with less premium going in and your claims are at a normal level, you see a big renewal increase every year, every 2 years, every 3 years, whatever the renewal period is. And then they kind of try to hang on to you as a client at that particular point. So firms are forced to move from carrier to carrier. Sometimes it's not even service issues or anything like that. It's more to do with, you know, we just can't afford this 30% renewal increase we just got.
Yeah, the old bait and switch. I mean, a lot of insurance companies do that, I'll tell you. I've had that experience. But, hey, been around for 40 years. That says a lot in itself. And 30,000 Canadian businesses. That's quite a story. That's quite a legacy.
It is. And in fact, the plan in some form has been around probably closer to 50. So, you know, from its original roots in sort of Winnipeg, it's kind of grown and expanded nationally. But, you know, we just had our national conference and there were some folks there that have represented the plan since, you know, the early 80s. So, you know, they're not the youngest people on, you know, that we have working with us, but there's still a few of them around that were there from, you know, literally day one. And that kind of consistency is important in our business because clients want to have the same person to talk to. Mm-hmm. They, you know, it's like, you know, you're doing your financial planning at a bank, and every 6 months or year, your rep is gone, and there's a new rep there. And, you know, that's just very difficult to sort of manage those relationships when you don't have one.
Well, I you know, listen, my insurer for my house and my car right now is Aviva. Try to talk to the same person twice. It's almost impossible. And that is so frustrating, because it used to be because you would have that person. You know, I'll call Bob, I'll call Tim, whatever it was,
right.
Or Bernice. You know what I'm saying? You had that relationship. They're really moving away from that. And that's a key factor with the Chambers plan.
Yeah, our relationship.
Our staff are the same people. So, you know, a lot of the plan administrators, you know, they've been calling Winnipeg with a question, you know, that maybe they're not going to their advisor with, but they're calling actually the same person, the same extension.
Yes.
You know, with the plan for the last 20, 25 years.
Right. I was going to say, but our advisor, Rod, has been so good with us and good with me. I mean, I have any questions we have, and anytime we need something. I want to just also quickly talk about some of the things. I mean, the plan is always changing. It's evolving. And again, if you're a small business and you're hearing this for the first time, the story is that Fred and I were members of the Chamber Plan before the Chamber Plan was a supporter of this program. And we've seen it change and grow. There's some things coming this fall in the mental health resource area and the lifestyle spending account. Talk a little bit about those before we let you go.
Sure. We're going to get into more detail in a future show on this, but we're adding a significant suite of additional products in the mental health resources area. So, you know, employers can't deal with this. They're not, particularly small businesses, they're not built to deal with an employee that has some mental health issues and how to navigate sort of those kind of situations. So the plan's in the process of adding. We already have a full suite of sort of products there that help. Many of them included with the plan at no additional charge. And that's going to be expanded through our relationships with Teladoc and Arete. We're continuing to provide additional resources in those particular areas. And we'll have more details on that shortly, but those things will be launched later this fall. And in addition to that, there's going to be additional flexibility on the health care spending accounts, and we're adding a lifestyle spending account. And for those of you sort of unfamiliar with what those are, it's where the employer sort of picks a number, and they say, okay, for each employee, we're going to give them, you know, $1,000 that they can spend as a flex benefit on whatever they want in terms of something that's covered by health and dental plans would go under the HSA. But the lifestyle spending account is more for your employer decides they want to cover your gym membership or education or additional things that might be, you know, maybe it's a gym membership to keep their staff fit and vibrant, you know, those kind of things.
That is so progressive, especially the mental health. You know, the question is COVID over? I'll tell you, COVID is not over from the standpoint the mental health hit so many people took and are still suffering from. So again, it's such a great idea, the mental health aspect of this.
And we're seeing it's not even the COVID itself. It's the work from home. The isolation has created some significant issues. So it's kind of funny because a lot of people don't want to go back into the office full time. So employers are really struggling to get them back.
Mm-hmm.
But by the same token, the employees who don't want to go back, they're having issues with isolation, but they don't want to go in. So it's a real conundrum trying to figure out how to navigate some of these issues.
Well, listen, man, I appreciate you coming in and giving us an update. And for people who are just hearing about the Chamber Plan for the first time, man, what a bonus it's been for our little company, you know, with 3 or 4 employees, all the way up to 130,000 Canadian businesses and all kinds of improvements. And it gives you a chance to sort of set your budget year to year and know you're not going to get hosed trying to renew your insurance. Brett Tanner, good luck. Hope you have some nice fall rounds before it snows. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks again for this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brett. Good to see you, buddy.
That'll be our little... We should start a little group, Brett. Golfismean.com. Take care of yourself, sir.
All right. Take care. Bye.
That's Brett Tanner. Yeah, it's quite a story, man. That whole lifestyle mental health thing is, as you said, so progressive.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't... Not a lot of companies, you know, back when you and I were first starting, did that.
You just don't want to deal with it. You know?
No, no.
It's not like a tummy ache or a broken bone. It's like, you know that age-old thing about mental health? Oh, sucking up.
Yeah, well.
Sorry, it ain't that simple.
People aren't, you know, people were, that sort of suck it up, that was said for a long time, but never worked.